Roger Rashid is sort of living in our world. He's been over there with Nicola Spirier
really.
For most of lockdown. Roger's coming up in a matter of seconds. Ian Cipelli is also joining us thanks to Spinal Ease and Adelaide coach
Matthew. He's been grumpy lately, Cipelli.
Yeah, no, he hasn't been grumpy. He's just been shooting from the hip. He's actually been...
had a good crack at Joe Root.
He's been revitalised, energised because he's getting such good sleeps on the...
Spinal Ease.
Roger Rashid has finally joined us. My mail is he's doing a little bit of interval training, a little bit of the old fartlek up and down the hills in Adelaide. Welcome to you, Roger.
Thanks, Jared. Sam, yeah, you've actually stopped me. You have a breather. I'm not going to disclose what you're going to ask me, but I will see you in Melbourne at the Aussie Open.
So you're not telling us whether you're vaxxed or not, but you will be here.
Yeah.
I like that. Tell us, what regime are you running, putting yourself through at this stage in preparation for the Aussie Open? I like to hear guys putting themselves through torture.
Surely Roger's fit all year round, Jared. I can't imagine he gets into special prep.
It sounds to me like he's topping up.
No, I'm doing a little bit of top up. I've just gone through 30 minutes. I've done 200-metre sprint intervals up a slight incline, 100-metre recoveries, and I've rolled those out for 20, Jared. And then I've done 10 minutes of 200-metre backwards with a little 100-metre recovery. Gee. I don't mind a bit of
200-metre backwards?
I'm looking forward to the summer.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Running backwards?
Yeah, Sam, you should try it. It's just offering the body type just something different to look at, you know, instead of the mainstream forward motion.
Do you have to run with a mirror? It's a bit dangerous.
No. Once I hit the brick wall, I bounce back and I get under a bit of recovery and I go again.
What's more difficult?
Bit of Chad Corns in the change rooms before a game. He'd run into the brick wall. We thought, if I can get through that, I'll probably get through most of my opponents.
So are we to believe now that this is all just been about... Novak making a point about his privacy, or are we to believe that he's been too focused on the AT, on the Davis Cup to give the Australian Open even a second consideration?
Or he's getting vaxxed between now and then?
Well, look, I think we all know that he's probably, you know, he wants this number. He wants 21.
Yeah.
And whether it happens here, we'd love it to happen in Australia. We're looking forward to welcoming. He's obviously wanted some privacy around his, the way he's gone about things. Now, yes, he's been named in there, and I'm sure he's, I've said from day one, I feel like he'll definitely be turning up. But you know, you still have time not to turn up. You know, you could be entered as part of the team from Serbia and still be questioning your existence in the Australian summer. But I'm really sure, and I'm strong, and I'm sure Team Australia have had a lot of negotiation with them just in recent times as well, just on what this looks like. And I'd have loved Novak, in my opinion, I would have loved him to be at the forefront of all of this and actually been a real positive voice in sort of safety and health and security of sort of the greater man. But, you know, it's the way he's decided to roll. And you've got to, I suppose we've got to respect everyone for their own opinions, don't they, and their own choices. Everyone comes from a different place.
Is it fair to say we get an insight into how he's feeling by just listening to his dad who thinks we're blackmailing him?
Well, no, I don't think so. I think they're pretty individual. Yes, they're from obviously same family, but you know what? They're also there's also a lot to say about the way. I think there are some people that like the them versus me versus the world mentality, and you know they like the fight. They like the energy that creates. I'll show you sort of thing. Novak's done a little bit about that, having to make his way with Roger and Rafa there and try and show everyone that, hey, I'm their equal. And sure, he definitely is now. We know that he's probably going to go down as the greatest player of all time. But so he's like the hunt. And maybe there's a bit of that in it here where there's a bit of fuel for him as well. But look, I know he's got his eye on the prize. And look, we hope, and I'm sure you guys do that, and the people of Australian sport, that you know we have the greatest players on the planet here at one time, and both male and female.
Well, the beauty is, Roger, that there was a question mark on three or four of the top 10 players, and Tsitsipas, he signed up for the ATP Cup. Medvedev signed up for the ATP Cup, so it looks as if it's going to be a full house. Jokers.
Yeah, well, a great event. And look, I think when you're a sports person, you love to compete. There's no doubt about that. The elite love to compete. There's something, you know, when they're not competing, they all talk, you know, when anyone's injured, they say, I miss the competition, I miss the environment. So, you know, and this is a major event, a major start to the campaign for the Australian summer and into the year. And the ATP Cup's a monster for all the men. And so they're looking forward to gathering. And as you know, Tom, tournament directors, has put out the field, and it's bloody strong. If I'm allowed out of Adelaide,
Might be a whole other story. Are you disappointed at all, Roger, that it's played out like this?
I just think it's been, you know, I just think everyone's different. I mean, you know, we've heard, you know, we've heard Roger, we've heard Rafa. They've been very quiet though, you know, as well. They've just gone about their own business. Some people are a bit more, you know, beat more at the front. Novak's played. He's been constantly on the tour, so he's the spokesperson for the group. There's no doubt about that. I think it's his opinion, and you know, I just think we got to, in the world today, you know, everyone's got an opinion. We go with everybody and listen and deal with it how we do. But eventually, I think we all get to the starting line, and that's the beauty. At some point, as dramatised as it can become, I think we eventually get to the starting point, and that's the main thing.
Thanks, Roger. We'll see you for some fartlek training around the town in January.
Sam, you'll have binoculars. Is that what you'll be doing, or the timer? What will you be doing?
I'll be way out in front of you. Get on your Roger.
Yeah, watching.
Roger Rashid. Yeah, I didn't say I'd be moving.